It's here and now. The debate over the words young African Americans use to describe each other burbles up from time to time. After Clipper owner Donald Sterling was banned from the NBA for his racist remarks, New York Times sports columnist William Roden applauded on MSNBC, then said now it's time for the young players to clean up their act.
First of all, they should stop using the N-word in the locker room. You know, I mean, you can't have it both ways.
Then President Obama gave a shout-out to Seattle Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman at the recent correspondents' dinner. Richard is the player who was called a thug for his chest pounding after a game, thug being seen by some as the new N-word. But wait a minute. What's this new website called Thug Notes? Yes, students have long had Spark and Cliff Notes, now Thug Notes, little book report videos shot PBS style, the camera passing lovingly over shelves filled with bound books, host, comedian Greg Edwards, sitting Alastair Cook style in an overstuffed leather chair, summarizing, for instance, F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby.
All these rich white folks decide to take a trip to Manhattan together. These fools arrive at the Plaza Hotel, where Daisy's hubby, Tom, gets all crunk about Daisy and Gatsby's relationship.
Jared Bauer created the series with academic Joseph Salvaggio, and Jared joins us now. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
And also host comedian Greg Edwards, Dr. Sparky Sweets, PhD. He joins us as well from the studios of NPR West. Greg, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
So what was the driving force behind this, Jared? What were you thinking?
Well, a lot of things. The story when the idea first came into my mind is I was in line at the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood to see Barry Lyndon, which is my favorite Kubrick movie. And I was joking with my friend about how, you know, the story of Barry Lyndon, I don't know if you've seen the movie, it's a very kind of slow-moving,
sure,
elegant piece. But at the end of the day, it's about a social climber who does illegal activities, who, you know, almost kills an English. And basically, I was just making the joke that, wow, I mean, he's the original gangster. I mean, he's like, you know, 17th century gangster. And this woman behind me was offended that I would, you know, use rap lyrics or, you know, like an urban setting to describe Barry Lyndon, like as if I didn't understand the movie. But I think that she didn't understand. And I think that there was nothing actually inaccurate in what I was saying. I was just kind of bringing an ironic context into it. And then I just kind of had this idea that, like, well, you know, it's a new modern context, but nothing that I'm saying is not correct. So it might just make things more appealing if, you know, we took the ivory tower out of literature and kind of made it more accessible, almost in an almost an abrasive way, you know, to make the point very strongly that education doesn't have to be in a certain way.
For instance, Romeo and Juliet, it makes its way to West Side Story. You know, people have seen the modern in the classics, but you put it through this hip-hop filter. Greg, we want to hear some more. But how much fun is this for you? I mean, Romeo and Juliet have Big Daddy Montague. I'm trying to find some other ones. You call Macbeth all geeked up. Jay Gatsby is a rich playboy with that mad Mitt Romney money.
Mitt Romney. No, I enjoy it. We just have a lot of fun shooting. Just the comments from YouTube. The kids really enjoy it. Teachers are using it in the classroom. I think it's great. And it's just fun and it's funny. I mean, I've read some of the books, definitely in high school and in college, but some of these books I've never heard of, never even thought of. So when they give me the script, I do some research of my own. I go through some videos and it just adds to it. It opens up my eyes and different reviews on these books and just hearing it from Joe and Jared. And they're so thorough with this summary and analysis. It just helps to explain it, and it gives me a picture that I didn't think of before.
Well, for instance, in Moby Dick, the whale hunter becomes some tatted-up harpooner. And,
yep.
And let's listen to your interpretation of Dostoevsky's Notes from Underground, the bitter former civil servant in 1860s Russia. He goes underground for 20 years because he has contempt for modern society. He returns, barging into dinner parties where he's no longer part of the crew.
Back in the day, the underground man decided to drop in on some old-school homie named Zverkov, who about to throw a banging party. Thing is, old Undy ain't tight with any of Zverkov's crew no more. In fact, when they see him lurking around the party, sipping too much scissor, been acting a fool, they start thinking, what's this fool smoking? So escape this life, dive into a good book, and hit me up next week, homies. Peace.
So he's sipping scissor, funny, but also very dangerous cocktail of soda, candy, and cough medicine. And that brings us to the name of the website, Thug Notes. Let's just address that for a second. And probably, hopefully address in advance the, thousand mothers and others who are raising fine young black men who will say, oh, this is such a great idea, but why do you have to call it Thug Notes? Because you guys know it's taken on a real pejorative.
you know, we are using a racial stereotype, but what we're really doing is we're inverting that stereotype and making it look ridiculous, saying the idea that don't judge a book by its cover.
Literally. I mean, in
literally,
this case, you're talking about books, right?
Yeah. Right. I mean, you watch Thug Notes and you see the smartest way to understand a book in 5 minutes. And because of that, it proves to the audience that, you know, there's nothing inherently unrefined about, you know, urban vernacular or about hip-hop setting. You know, we can explain literature in urban vernacular.
And with Thug Notes, I feel like we flip the stereotype. And it's educational and it's funny.
Well, I'm sure you both saw the rave in the New York Times, the great review of the web series, in which the writer also said, you know, as good as it is, it's educational and everything, he's a little worried because so many people are seizing on hip-hop and rap. Alex Trebek, you know, rapping Jeopardy clues, and school systems using things like the Civil War rap. And they close by saying, maybe it means that new laws mandating that only skilled professionals like Dr. Sweet, that's you, Greg, should try this kind of stuff.
You know, we have a diverse cast and crew, and that keeps us on point and checks everything that we do.
Well, so for instance, who decided that the underground man, the narrator in Notes from Underground, when he meets a woman, he does the nasty with the woman? Who decides that?
Yeah, so, I mean, there are some times, for example, in the Notes from Underground episode, I believe we refer to the character of Liza as a, quote, trick, but she really is a prostitute. And in the sense of doing the nasty, well, I mean, that
they
is
did.
What they're doing. They did, in fact.
What are some of the ways you've gotten some of the classics across, a line here or there, or some of your favorites?
Elizabethan Haterade.
Elizabethan Haterade was great.
Was that?
Yeah, when at the end of Hamlet, when everyone is, you know, either stabbed with the poison blade or drinks the poison, Greg says,
Elizabethan Haterade.
Right.
I like all of them. We're starting to get, like, GIFs on GIFs on the internet and stuff. Like, I see a lot of this, like, oh, he did. And peep this motif, son. People seem to really like that word, that phrase.
What is it? Are peeps this motif?
Peep this motif, son. Just a phrase of me saying, hey, check this out. Just in a very English literary term. But peep this motif, son. Yeah, people are really enjoying it. And it's great. I'm glad the teachers are using it and the kids are enjoying it.
Well, and you speak directly to some of those kids. At the end of Moby Dick, again, Ishmael, and of course the ship, the Rachel. And you have sort of, you add your own kind of coda. Keep floating, homies. Somewhere out there, we all got our own Rachel that's there to save us. You really do seem to be encouraging them in ways outside the literature.
Yeah, I have to give credit to that, to Joe, my co-writer, Joe Salvaggio. He came up with that line. Yeah, no, absolutely. We try to, you know, make it as relevant to them as possible. And, you know, at the end of the day, Joe and I are very angsty existentialists. So, you know, books like Moby Dick, Notes from Underground, Crime and Punishment, those are our favorites. And so we always get very excited and really put that extra effort with books like that.
Greg Edwards is known on the web series Thug Notes as Dr. Sparky Sweet's PhD. Jared Bauer, one of the creators and writers of the series. Thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
If I profane with my unworthiest hand this holy shrine, the gentle sin is this. My lips to blushing pilgrims ready stand to smooth that rough touch with a tender kiss.
You know, Jeremy, it's rare that we get to play the group Flocabulary. This is their song, Love Pop, Romeo and Juliet. We thought it perfect. But parents, we feel we should give a warning. Thug Notes is pretty expletive laden. But hey, your kids will be discussing Dostoevsky, so there's a trade-off there. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Now I'm a prayer's effect I take. Yeah. Thus from my lips, by yours, my sin is purged.
And have my lips the sin that they have took.
Sent from my lips, oh trespass, sweetly urged, give me my sin again.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.